Number 7, Rock Shuffle. It has all downs, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I will show it to you. It can be represented as 16th notes or in triplets. When you have a song that goes 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, like that, they have the reference song there is That'll Be the Day. Right? There's an underlying triplet. This is the difference between straight feel and swing feel or shuffle. And that's why it's called rock shuffle, okay? Shuffle means there's an underlying triplet, like instead of 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, which is called straight eighth notes, meaning, or even eighth notes, where the eighth note is exactly halfway through the beat. The and, in this case, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, is the third part of a triplet. But we're not playing the middle part of the triplet. We're only playing the first and third part. So if you had like 1-2-3, 2-2-3, 3-2-3, 4-2-3, like that, or a 1-triplet, 2-triplet, 3-triplet, 4-triplet, you're not playing the second part of the triplet. So 1-3-2, 3-3, 3-4, 3-1, 3-2. Can you hear that? Or 1, let 2, let 3, let 4, if you're saying the word triplet and I'm leaving out the word trip, the part of the syllable trip, right? You just have let. But that's how they're representing that. I think the triplet notation, the second way they notated it, is more accurate for a shuffle, but they are also, you may see it also as 16th notes, because when it's that close together, technically this is different. The 16th note notation would be the top notation for number 7, would be 1 and a 2 a 3 a 4 1 and a 2 a 3 a 4 1 and a 2 a 3 a 4 1 and a 2 a 3 a 4. It's hard to hear the difference between the two when the tempo is that fast. It would have to be a lot slower for you to hear the difference, like 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4, as opposed to 1-triplet, 2-triplet, 3-triplet, 4. There is a difference there when it's slower, but when it's faster, it's hard to hear the difference. So I think that's why they're kind of giving you either or, but I personally think the triplet notation is more accurate. What I disagree with here is that they do all downs. Now, in the next one, number 8, that we're going to get to in a minute, it does give you the ups and downs. And so maybe I'm just a lazy guitarist, but if I was playing That'll Be the Day, I would use ups and downs. So really, this strum isn't even necessary. You just learn strum number 8. Because I go, That'll Be the Day. I'm doing downs and ups, which is like actually number 8. So if it was all downs, you could probably hear a slight difference. Yeah, I guess it makes sense, but I just don't do it. I mean, and then if you're adding the extensions, like on a D chord, you have a open D, but then instead of doing that, all that, I'll just play open D, the 4th string, and then the 3rd string, 2nd fret with my 1st finger, and then the 3rd string, 4th fret with my 3rd finger to do those accents, like... Alright, and so they have it all down, so see if you can hear the difference. This is what they have. 2, 3, 4... Sounds more rocking, but I think the difference is so subtle. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. But here's ups and downs, the way I would do it. I just feels more relaxed, and it's such a subtle difference. All right, so have fun with that.